tenne suona sese tenne sisin paiope ombro quando tanto son with the remembrance and the DSM alert awareness the party consciousness. So with the remembrance and awareness, consciousness. I think that is properly. Very understood that. So, protect always your senses, the door of the senses. The next one says, three times day and night, again and again, examine the mental continuum. So it says a lot. Drowsiness and listening. then he said, "What should we do?" He said, "Always attempt the perseverance." the mental factor, the intention, perseverance, that is a happy mind, you know. So the meaning of the perseverance, to a virtue. to harm others, to harm your enemies, perseverance is from the anger, attachment, meaningless activities of this life, maybe they come out and say non-virtuous action of this life, and that's not the real perseverance, that's the wrong perseverance. So that kind of happy mind is that's wrong perseverance. happy to create a karma, So here is the head perseverance is always practice, always attempt perseverance is a virtue. virtue, dharma, to attend the path, okay? By understanding Buddha nature, that's what can help with that, and doing, you see, you get courage, you know, and then perseverance. and also by realizing the how this perfect human body is so precious, you know, this, by knowing this, you know, all this very meanings, what it can achieve, see, all those things, that helps to have perseverance, see, also, prakṣṭhāma, see, to use those great meanings, and also the everyday remembering the result of the need karma, that's such a channeling virtue, because the sufferings of the hell and those animals, that Nagarjuna explained, every day remember the holy animal suffering, hot and cold, every day remember. So that, so the Nagarjuna advises, you know, to keep the mind always in the virtue, in dharma, you know. The horse to keep in the right path, you see, then you hit the river, see, if the horse this way, this goes this way, but then you keep in the right path. So that, so mind to always keep the virtue and dharma practice, see. So remembering those unbearable sufferings, the Lord, and so, then that gives courage, you know, to perseverance, to bear hardships and to practice dharma, see, to attain path, you see, that's really good enlightenment. to practice the vows, to take off the vows, you know, have the vows, so the so the eight vows of the like eight man precepts or the to be hardships, you know, to see, to purify, to meditate, to achieve liberation enlightenment. So so it pursues by the number of those sufferings, it pursues you, and then also to, then those various practices of purification, you know, to purify those all those new karmas, you see, to which cause to be the Lord, you know, and also say, to attain the path, to engage in the practices, you know, the the practice dharma, however, to have good about the next life, again to practice dharma, to meet dharma. So however, the like this, then to complete the path to liberation and enlightenment, you see. So you get to preserve it, you get inspired, courage and preserving like that, you see. also the how the samsara material suffering, samsara professional material suffering, all those things. The other one is, you see, when you see, when you feel unbearable how something brings the suffering so much, and that is only if you have a kind of a strong compassion to each other. So that also gives a, if you have that kind of mind, you know, want to help others, you want to free from others, from suffering, cause bringing enlightenment like that, you know, if you have a kind of feeling unbearable other sufferings, you know, then also that gives courage to you to practice dharma, you see, with the remembrance, awareness, and the consciousness, protect the door, always protect the door of this senses. So I think, so it's like this. In Bodhicharitana, this example, even like that, so while you're walking, you see, you're carrying the container filled with the, something, a precious drink, you see. Then you see, at the same time you have to walk, then there's a person next to that holding a sword. If you spill this, while you're walking, if you spill this, then you'll get, say, then the person will hit the sword to you. So then you see, while you're walking, you watch the road, but also you watch this, container, the drink, you cannot spill. So I say, you're walking the Lord, but also you watch at the same time, you must be out of this. If you don't do that, there's always the danger of you, I say. So that, the ones, I guess the ones, by example, say, so, say, so the day, I think in the daily life, so mind keeping, I was in Lamrim, I was a virtue in the Lamrim, so that's it. That if you don't do that, if you don't keep the mind in that, you know, the tendency, the remembrance, awareness, and the consciousness, then, you see, so, then see, there's danger to engage in the karma, need to talk about it, you know, thinking in karma. Then you see, fall down the Lord's realms, you know, for many years of sufferings. also suffering. Even later, when you're born, human being to do another good karma, there are so much suffering that you experience in human realm. So that, ranking it against samsara, you know, experience all suffering of samsara. So that's like the person holding a sword, what you see. So there's to pay attention, you see. consciousness is like that. So you can have consciousness if you have a remembrance and awareness. So remembrance, the mind keeping in the good devotion, mind keeping in the, you see, renunciation in bodhicitta, or like we have that, you see. Or your present tongue, tongue, you see. So, however, mind keeping virtue, then you see. Remember that the awareness is that when your mind is distracted from Dharma, able to recognize that, able to be aware. So if you know, like for example, when you meditate, remembering the object of meditation is remembrance. So when your mind is distracted from another object, is there, say, recognize that is the awareness. So. So the perfect meditation has to reach you to with these two, remembrance and awareness. So it's awareness. So it's awareness that your mind is scattered on the object. See, if you don't recognize that, if you don't have awareness, then you see, then you wasted many hours and many hours and days and then lifetime. You see, you waste. You see, you try to meditate, but there's most of your mind is used to settle on the object, see. So that so if you try to achieve shinya or something, that can't achieve, you see. Even that, even trying to keep mind virtue or what you see, dharma can't get. So always a protector, you see. Protect the door of the senses. So anything, any object which causes like attachment, anger, all these things. So you say you close the door of those. So protecting of those objects, seeing or hearing or whatever. So protecting those. Or the danger, you know, object protect the scene or him or whatever, from those object which cause that attachment, anger, all this, you see, and he was taught to speak to that. That can happen only if you do day and night, you know. Three times a day and night, again and again, you know, examine one's mind, one's attitude of life, you see. Watching your mind all the time, watching your mind, you see, what's happening, you know, or watching your mind. So then you can tell. If you don't watch, if you don't practice mindfulness, you, then you can't tell if you, your mind is dharma or dharma, but it will become very dangerous. The thought then you become evil, evil being, you know, destroying yourself, and you know, of the danger others sentient beings, you see, how humble are, harm others sentient beings for that. So, if you don't examine your mind, if you don't practice mindfulness of your mind, then it happens. So, I think it's better. So, I'm going to stop here. Some more details on this. Which is sort of all that happens, I suppose, of all things, may be actualized in one's heart. And in the heart of the family members, in the heart of all the students in this organization, all the supporters, benefactors of the organization, also dwell there. All those people who are, you know, sacrificed their lives to the organization, doing service, just in the invitation for that, in all their hearts, and as well as those who are Lama from my parents, they're given to me. And those students are so in all their hearts, that they are second. And in the hearts of all the sentient beings, without today being second. And in his heart, Bodhicitta generated, made me increase. Sangjo Semenjoy Rinpoche Mahade sentient beings, those who are called terrorists or whatever, Bodhicitta, may the Bodhicitta be taking place in their, and all their hearts. Then that we say, may everybody live their life only benefiting, only benefiting each other, no harm, only helping each other. Whatever they do, and everything becomes only a cause of enlightenment. Chanjo Semenjo Rembo Je Ma Ge Ba Ma Ge Yo Je Ke Wa Nyam Ba Me Ba Ye Bo. every single understanding of Dharma, to bear every single purification in everyday life, every single meditation, right? And every time say that we have opportunity to become close to enlightenment, to enlighten all sentient beings, is completed by the kind of compassion Buddha, he's going to die alone. So then we pray, who is the object of refuge, only object of refuge of us all sentient beings, as well as only the originator of all sentient beings, us sentient beings' happiness. So as soon as we have stabilized all the holy wishes, we succeed immediately. And as well as all the virtual friends, they also pray to all the holy wishes, had to be addressed immediately, and then to see, able to see as quick as possible that the new the smile of the new the holy face of the manifestation incarnation. as quick as possible, and to turn down the will in this world, unceasingly. So, then again, bring us to some things to enlightenment. Succeed immediately, may I be able to cause all these to happen by myself alone. Indeed, all the past, present, future, marriage, voluntary, marriage, whatever, anything, who see me, touch me, remember me, think of me, think of me, talk about me. Whatever connection they make to harm or help, or whatever they do, even their dreams of me or the portals. So even they make, even they tease me, even they follow me, even make fun of me, whatever the connection they make, whatever they do, or they. May all these cause back, effect back to them, only good, nothing harmful, only good back to them, see. Purify, immediately purify all they need karma, and heal all their sicknesses immediately, and stop the spirit harm to them, and find the refuge in Buddha Sangha and karma. And they realize love and compatibility in all their hearts, immediately. And you may ever get a problems and achieve enlightenment as quick as possible. All the wishes for happiness, all the wishes they have, to achieve. Instantly to achieve. So once yourself become wishful, fulfilling. Every single sentence. did all the bars, but if you made it, you can't have it. Well, it's, may all the projects, the building of the objects, and the all the statues of the Thea Buddha in this world, in part of the world, and the, all the rest of the holy objects to cause send them to collect the most, acquire the extensive merit and purify the development and bring the enlightenment as quick as possible. So all those to be actualized and the needs and all the finances support and all the needs, and there's also as well as the building of standards in different parts of the world to build towers, build towers and everything, and the support for the Sangha, the main the monasteries where the learning with the most depth, extensive learning of the Dharma, of the offering service to those food and so forth, you know, financial support and so forth, all those, and then and also Sangha has been so on that they were able to, for, able to continue and they took a lot of hand. So then, so those monasteries were in the Sangha and as well as what the monasteries were produced qualified teachers and able to educate sentient beings all over the world from those monasteries. And as well as also from these organizations, Sanghas, and able to assist Sangha and also the lay, you know, to educate the sentient beings, you know, bring light of Dharma in different parts of the world. So, service. And then all the social services, so you receive all the support, then, for all this, of the Sangha. then all the social services, hospitals, and then the to be most beneficial and to be developed, to say, and see what needs for that. And then, school, the universal education, bachelor of health, and then. There's a good London there. All the to be most beneficial for sentient beings, receive all needs for that. the support in the education as well as finance and then all that. then these hospitals and the the dispensaries, whatever the versus, you know, the treating and those things, and giving shelter, food, all those homeless ones, and all those things, various social services, to be most beneficial and to be developed. It's everybody's own needs. then also the prison projects and this is the most beneficial person thing is. most beneficial person thing is. So I met one person who lived in quite a number of years in prison, who did many hundred thousand bhajasapa prostrations, many practices, unbelievable practices in the prison. So he did the mala. So how he did the mala was breakfast, you know, the cereal. Was it cereal? The round one? Was it? The round one. The breakfast room, the small round one, not this size, but very small. So breakfast. So he cried that. Then he didn't have thread. So what he did, he took some thread from some clothing, to pull out. Then he made thread. Then he used the mala for the second batch of sapa in Manhattan and the Muslim bread. so he was out as soon as he did the Rotum Intermediate Ordination Renunciation. So he told me some things, you know, that's unimaginable courage in this. So many people did say practice in prison, so many. So some of that wrote 30 pages, some 20 pages, and many hours of session. so the so they some sanghas help, you know, the technical. But many Filipina there who are not protected with the dynamic dynamite or dynamic. Maybe sometimes become dynamite. So it's unbelievable what she can do. So so much help, you know. Yeah, giving vows and you know, to get them out, precepts and it's unbelievable. So they write letters from prison. Then there's also project. Lovakan is peaceful. Another one. besides the universal, this one. There's another one for help the young people. I don't know about it. Then I started. I went to Italy some years ago to receive teaching from the center there, Zhongkhapa Lama. So they have teachings there, maybe 5,000 people or something like that, or maybe more, I think, 6,000, I'm sure. Anyway, so in the airplane, on the way back flying to the United States, I probably came to help the young people, you see. So, and then the title is Loving Kindness Peace for Europe. So Loving Kindness means cause, the result is peace. So the title, there's a cause and result for it. So now the title is Loving Kindness, Peaceful Yoga. but the education will be same from the university education, same. But here, this is to help among the young people, their difficulties, their problems, you know. do meditation, yoga, to help about mental exercise. And then mental meditation, study, consultation, and talk with the elder people to help the young people. Young people who have compassionate mind, also to help for the among their problems. a lot of the things is to voluntary service. Help the sick people, you know, old people, you know, go out to voluntary, you know. So something offer from their side. So a lot of that, and also maybe the drug, you know, to help to the young people, you know, something like that. But basic education stem from that one. So in Australia, his one is coming to Australia. So then I want to ask one student that is. Surely. So she already organized the 10,000 children coming. 10,000 children coming. Already organized 10,000 children to come. The listeners will be there. His Holiness will talk. So already organized that. Already that's happening. So there's another one. So it's already progressing that part. So anyway, however, then, all the centers do not finish for some 10 minutes. At the cost to find Freddy Rishikama, it's about Bodhidhita, and you know, especially spread out from teaching them and the house was in the vision. To receive all needs of that, to receive all needs of the needs for that. You know, whatever project is in the hands, building holy objects or buying centers, buying a house, and they can't afford to, you know, not enough money, and not even enough money. To pay and even down payment, and they lose the house, found the way to the house, but then couldn't pay down payment and lose misses. However, it's as many projects, not only spread down all the social services, but all their projects be succeeded immediately. But if someone needs every sort of approach, they have to benefit others. that. So pray and the daily merits. So hobbies to advance and the but most of all this process. So recently, this is news. Recently in Varanasi, the director of the Indian University, I said, well, the name has been changed, so I think Universal Robinhans Wisdom. Universal Robinhans Wisdom. That's the registered one name. So anyway, so by discussing with him and introducing, probably more details, you know, this time. So they soon as accepted to the patron for this, project. Which is very fortunate. Did you all the past? Because we just made this appointment, say that makes one of the other. That which exists, but which is merely lived by mind. And it was lead to all the sentient things who exist but were merely lived by mind. This enlightenment which exists but which is merely lived by mind. Brahmasava alone, who exists, but who is also merely lived by mind. I dedicate all the medicine. I dedicate all the medicine, same way, three times the same. I dedicate all the medicine to be able to follow holy. Extensive Buddhism, some of the Bhagavad Gita verses is realized. I deliver all the merits, and my three numbers, three good merits. Maybe it's just quick, I think. That's a Mithya, this is Mithya Buddha prayer, which is also one prayer that helps for the project. This one, to actually project. This is a camp from Mithya Buddha, Zabu's prayer. So I just put a good room of that. The office mission. So the purpose of the room is so that you receive the lineage of the blessing. So you receive the lineage of the blessing. So when you recite, you're more effective, and when you teach others, explain others, there's more effect in the mind. So that's the purpose of the room. And it also helps preserve the transmission, the blessings that you could receive. So we'll be much quicker. You can read English, but probably much quicker if I do it in Tibetan, and you can look at English, but listening, but you have to pay attention, listen to the words that are inside, so then you see all condition. Gracias. The Buddha saw some of the Mother's prayer, but maybe many men that I have received sort of, but it's a very important prayer, extremely important prayer. It's a most extensive Bodhisattva's prayer. So this contains 10 numbers, 100,000 Bodhisattva prayer. So then the prayer that which condenses, on the whole entire prayer of the King of the Prayer of the Buddhist or some of the other prayer, that is the Jambala Bao. This is one stanza. Maybe two stanzas. So the which we already, the government before. Holy extended So that the true standard contains all the prayer that the King of Prayer see. So when you don't have time for the other one, that one is accepted. And that's very important to recite that. After every dedication to recite that is very important. And if you recite this King of Prayer, then you see one benefit is when you die, then you get born Amitabha Pure Land, and also some of the benefits will come. So
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Supreme happiness with devils, human beings, you offer to Buddha. How many eons? You offer for eons. How many eons? You can remember the atoms of the world. So you offer to, that many eons you offer to Buddha. And so that much merit, now you compare, just merely hearing this small prayer, you see, this dedication by me, just merely hearing this, and then you generate the faith to follow towards enlightenment. You know? Generate wish to follow towards enlightenment, and rising devotion, even just about one time, you know, rising devotion. This one collects a far more greater merit just by hearing this prayer, you know, generate wish to achieve enlightenment, and. Just even about one time, in devotion, you know, just one time, you know, just rising devotion to this, you see, even just about once. So this one has far more great merit. All the others, unbelievable itself, but then if you compare this, small. So this is another extremely powerful for purifying Nityananda. By having done this prayer, then you abandon all the Lord's ills and bad friends. So by reciting this, you definitely achieve enlightenment. Let us talk. Yeah. Mahadevi, and the Lamakamoti, maybe spread in all the directions, they were first spread in this world, but completely excited with those hard ones, families in the house, or in all our hearts, or the spouses, and those who love their lives, or their service, in all their hearts, so in their hearts, of everyone in this world. Good night, good morning.